It's Wednesday, September 18th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
General Motors cuts off health care for 50,000 striking union workers, a move that exposes the systemic inhumanity of the American health care system. Meanwhile, New Mexico announces a bold new plan to provide free college to residents. And lastly, Arizona progressives are looking to censure their Trump-loving Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
On Tuesday, General Motors stopped covering health insurance premiums for nearly 50,000 striking auto workers. The United Auto Workers walked off the job across the country Monday, demanding fair wages and benefits. The union is also concerned about job security because of the recent GM plant closures. GM will shift healthcare costs to the United Auto Workers, which will be forced to reach into its strike fund to pay the bills. According to the UAW, the strike fund covers prescription drugs for workers on strike, but not dental, vision, or accident insurance. The New York Times reports that New Mexico will unveil a plan today to make tuition at its public colleges and universities free for all state residents, regardless of family income. Nearly half of the states in the union have guaranteed free 2 to 4 year public college for some students. But the New Mexico proposal goes further, proposing 4 years of tuition even to students whose families can afford to pay the sticker price. The new program in New Mexico would be open to recent graduates of high schools or high school equivalency programs in the state, and students must maintain a 2.5 grade point average.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema is facing a censure vote from the Arizona Democratic Party, which has been raised by progressives who say she's been far too accommodating of Trump at the expense of the party's values. The Arizona Republic reports that those seeking to censure Sinema highlight her vote to confirm Trump's controversial nominees for Secretary of the Interior and Attorney General, as well as her resistance to reinstate net neutrality rules that prevent internet service providers from throttling websites. Dan O'Neill, the state coordinator for Progressive Democrats of America, said the censure is an effort to push Sinema towards the left, telling the Arizona Republic, quote, "We want Democrats to vote like Democrats and not Republicans." And now for what we're following today. Some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are tied for first place among Democratic primary voters in California, while home state Senator Kamala Harris is running in a distant fifth, according to a new poll. CNN reports that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's grip on power seems to be slipping after Israeli media projected him neck and neck with centrist Benny Gantz following a rerun general election on Tuesday. And finally, the Department of Justice is trying to get the profits from Edward Snowden's new book. The DOJ filed a lawsuit on Tuesday alleging Snowden violated a non-disclosure agreement he signed while working with the government.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.